Okay. Today's Daf Yud Aleph. We're just going to go back on Yud Amud Beis, go back to Ravina, because it really flows. It flows from there. And we did some of this yesterday, but it'll just flow. And we can get it started. So we're in the middle of a discussion whether Bia makes Nisuin or Erisin. Sorry. Whether Bia is one of the ways to acquire an Isha. The Gemara had a question, can Bia also, one Bia to accomplish Erisin and Nisuin all in one shot? That led us to the Gemara tried to bring a raya either way based on an issue of when a woman has Erisin, is she allowed to eat Truma? She's married when she gets married to a Kohen. She's a Bas Yisrael. So Midah Raya says she's allowed to. And Midah Rabbanan, there were reasons why the Chacham didn't want her to. Either because, we're going to see right now, either because she's going to have a mum, maybe she has a mum, and if she has a mum, the whole marriage is a mekach tos, but the husband's not going to know about that mum till Nisuin, till he's alone with her. So during all that time, she's going to be eating truma, and then it's going to turn out it was a mekach tos, she was never married to him, and therefore she was eating truma for 6 months. That's one reason. Or the other reason was because she's going to go home, give the truma to her brothers and sisters and parents, right? And they're not married to Kahanim, they're Yisraelim. And then they're going to be eating truma, and that's an issue that might happen. So the Chacham said, wait until she has chuppah, wait until she's in the reshus of the husband, and then there is no issue. And then once she's home, once she's with the husband, she's not going back to her house. And even if she does, she's not bringing the truma with her. So those are the two reasons. So that we're not really going to discuss the question of whether Bia can do Erithin or can even accomplish Nisuin. There is no answer to that question. The Gemara leaves it unresolved. And I believe that it's a machlokas, really how we paskin, but nobody does Kedushin with Bia anyway today, so the whole thing is not even halacha l'maaseh shaila at all. So since we discussed, so the Gemara just says, Ravina Amar, Ravina says as follows: Midaraisa mifshad pshitile d'achla. Midaraisa, there's no question that had been a suffix earlier yesterday. Midaraisa, there's no question that when a woman is gets kedushin from a kohen, she is allowed to eat truma. Kinyan kaspo, he has now acquired her; she's now his wife. If he wants to divorce her, he's got to give her a get. Midaraisa, she could eat truma. And the shiloh that took place yesterday was only a shiloh midirabanan. And this was a shiloh. Shamati alecha. I heard that you said she'ata omer, that's been bagbag, that arusa bas yisrael achelas betruma, that an arusa who's a bas yisrael, all they are, they only have erus and they don't have the suin yet. She could already eat truma v'lo chayeshes l'simpon, and you are not choshesh that maybe she'll have a mum. Shalach le v'ata iata omer kein. You don't v'ata and you iata omer kein. I don't know how you could say that. Mukzakani bak sh'ata baki b'chidrei Torah. I know that you're a baki in the depth of the Torah. But lidrosh kal v'chomer iata yodei. You can't do a kal v'chomer. Uma shivcha kananis. Shivcha kananis. She'ein bi'asa ma'achilasa b'truma. Bia doesn't let her eat truma. Bia with a shivcha kananis is bia with a goy. That doesn't do anything. That doesn't acquire her as a shivcha kananis. So Bia could never get her to eat truma. Nevertheless, kaspa ma'achilasa b'truma. Kaspa, money, that could for sure get someone to eat truma. In other words, if you buy a shivcha kananis, you're buying an eved, the halacha is that avadim can eat truma. They're your possessions. So Bia will never let that happen, but kesef will. So, v'lo chashina l'simpon, why aren't we choshesh she's going to have a mum? And what's going to happen? The purchase is going to be undone. We're not choshesh for that. So Zoo, a regular girl, a regular Jewish girl, she biyasa ma'achilasa betruma, that Bia lets her eat truma, ain't a din she kaspa ma'achilasa betruma, shouldn't kesef alone work? V'lo chayish l'simpon, and we should not be choshesh for simpon? Shouldn't that work? In other words, you go over to a girl, you give her a ring, her amukudeshesli, she accepts, the chassid is going to take place in 12 months. During those 12 months, she can eat truma. When a choshesh v'simpon by a shivcha kananis, why would choshesh v'simpon here? And not only that, this is even greater, because I can acquire her with bia. I can't acquire a shivcha kananis with bia. Avamah Ezra, what could I do? That would make perfect sense to me, but what could I do? Shari amru chacham, but the chacham already said, amru sabas yisrol, eno achelas v'truma. An arusa bas yisrael cannot eat truma ad she tichnas l'chuppah, until she comes to the chuppah. Why not? Mishom de'ula, because we still have Ula's problem. Ula's problem was she's going to go back home and give it to her parents. So misvara, I would say no problem. Simpon, what kind of problem is that? After all, by Shiva Kananis, we don't have a problem with that. So I would say a Kal V'chomer like that, but I can't say the Kal V'chomer because I have a problem because of Ula's opinion. What do you mean here and not there? So if you hold only of the reason of Simpon, I have a Kal V'chomer to get out of that. So Tosas sort of asks your question. Now let's finish it because I think it'll help if we finish it. Uben Bagbag, and what was Ben Bagbag's thinking? Why did he not even hold? He didn't even acknowledge this Kal V'chomer. You know why? Simple ba'avadim lesley. What kind of mum by an eved? I'm buying an eved to work in my field. I'm buying an eved to take care of the house. So she has a mum? What do I care? E mum and shebegaloi. If it's an open mum, she's got some issue. Actually, I don't know. She's missing a finger, right? So hakachazile. I know she's missing a finger. I see it. So do I want to take her to be in my house? She's missing a finger. It's my choice. I can't claim mekachtos. If it's some kind of mum that's under the clothing, what do I care? What does the owner care about a shifra kana that has a mum? L'malacha gaboyle. He bought it to do work. So she's got some mums. Who cares? Lo ipchazle. He doesn't care. Now, what if there are other problems with this mum, with this woman? For example, or even an eved kanani. What about other mum? What about nimtza ganev o kubyustus? What if she's found out that she's a ganev or a kidnapper? We'll talk about kubyustus in a minute. A kidnapper. Rashi says a kidnapper. Go nev nefashos. What if it turns out that she's a... I didn't want to hire someone like that. I found out she's a kidnapper. She kidnapped. She's a ganev. Higiyu. Everybody knows that these people are like that. Well, you got to tell me that the Shifcha Kananis is a kidnapper and a robber? That's like saying she's a woman. That comes with the territory. That's what these people are. A chiddush like that. Obvious. Now, Maya Marta, what are you going to tell me? Listed Mizuyin? She's an armed robber. That, not everybody's an armed robber. If they have guts to be an armed robber. She's an armed robber. Or Nichtav Lamalchus. Or she's already been handed over. There's a warrant for her arrest. Right? Nichtav Lamalchus. She's given over to the kingdom. They're waiting to capture the hanger. Is that what it is? Hanukala Islahu. Everybody knows about that. Everybody knows who's on the 10 most wanted list. Everybody knows. So that's where she was. He would know. So what's the whole Kal V'chomer doesn't make any sense. Well, a woman, a Shifcha Kananis, not chayish for simpon, and we allow her to eat truma right away. What kind of simpon? What kind of mum? What's the deformity she's going to have? Whatever it is, who cares? Either he knows about it, or it's irrelevant. Now, so michti. Bein lamar, lo achla. So no matter what, she can't eat truma. Either it's because of simpon, or it's because of Ula's problem, she's going to give it over to the family. My benayu, what's the difference between these two reasons? So, ikke benayu, the difference is, three differences. Kibel, if the husband says, Rashi says, kibel, alav es hamumen. I don't care if she has mumen. I'll marry her anyway. So then the fact that they're going to be alone 12 months later, they're going to see, hey, what kind of mum is that? But he didn't care. He didn't cobble it. So that's not a chashash. So therefore, according to that reason, if he says kibel, ain't a chanami, she could eat truma right now. She could eat truma right now from the kiddushin. Right, what's the problem? The problem was that later on he's going to see a mum, the whole thing's going to be chashash. No, he's mekabel it. I'll marry you no matter what kind of mum you have. Right? I don't care. Then she could eat truma right now. But the problem of the giving back to the family members, that's still a problem. That's still a problem. Because maybe during the interim period between Kiddushin and Nisuin, she's going to give some truma to her brother. That's a chashash. And the next two are similar. Masar v'halach. Masar v'halach means that the girl is given over to shluchim of the Baal. Either the father gives her over, or the husband's father comes to get her. Either way, there's no relatives. There's no relatives around. They said, okay, he gave her a ring. Harem Kadeshesli, I'll see you in a year. In a year, we'll have the chuppah in a year. And what happened during that year? either her father or his father took her somewhere. They put her up in a hotel for a year, and in a year they're going to have a chathana. So there's no relatives around. She's in a hotel somewhere. That's a masar v'halach. Either she was given over by the father or by his father or by him himself. So there's no relatives. So that issue doesn't apply. But the issue of simpon still applies. Those are the three differences. Okay? Says Tosvos, we had this in Ksuvos, everybody remembers, that let's say 12 months go by, and the husband doesn't show up to the chasana. He doesn't show up. Either he's chicken, or he's sick, or he doesn't have any money, whatever the reason was. He doesn't show up. So the halacha was, he has to start supporting her. That's the halacha. After 12 months, you got to start feeding her. What if you're a kohen? Can she eat truma now? So there were two versions there in Ksuvos. The first version said she could eat truma right now. You have to start supporting her. The second version said that she could, no, until the chuppah. So let's say you're schlepping around for another month because you're afraid to marry. Who knows what your issues are. So you're working yourself out. So during that month, it's going to be an extra month now. It's a month delay while you get your act together. During that month, she still can't eat truma. When? Up until the chuppah. So Tosfos says that our issue said that our Gemara here says that she can't eat truma ad shetichnas l'chuppah, until she comes to the chuppah. So Tosfos says our Gemara is taking a stand on those two versions in Ksuvos to say not that he has to start supporting her when he promised when the date of the wedding should have been higiyas man. No. Until the chuppah. Right? Tosfos says, right, that's what it says. Atcha to the chuppah. But Tosfos says there's a big problem, because the Gemara there says that according to the version of Atcha to the chuppah, everybody agrees the reason is because of simpon. Everybody, no machlokes about that. And here, the Gemara says, Mishum to Ula, because if she's going to give it to her brothers and sisters. So what's going on? So Tosfos's first answer is no. When it says here Ashtan Sechupa, Lav Dafka means the chuppah, it means until
That's the usual case.
What?
That's the usual case.
Right, that's Tosfos's first answer. His second answer is from the Harav of Moshe Minarvon. From Rav Moshe from the town of Narvon says as follows. I am in the first Tosfos about, I don't know, about eight lines down where the lines get skinny. He says as follows. Ad shetichnas l'chuppah havi dafka. No. It's dafka until the chuppah. Why? D'kasavar I lav d'gazru me'ikara mishum de'ula. Mishum simpon. I'm sorry. I lav d'gazru me'ikara mishum ula. If not for ula, if not for the issue of giving to the relatives, mishum simpon lo hayu maschilin ligzar. V'le esar ad shetichnas l'chuppah. If not for Ula's reason, they never would have made Xera for Simpon. In other words, you need both reasons. If not for Ula's reason, they never would have made Xera for Simpon. Why not? Mishon sharei mumin lo shchichi. That's very unusual. What kind of mum women have? A regular girl has a mum that's going to undo the marriage. She has a birthmark. It's not undoing it. It has to be this mum that's so it's like so unusual that I never agreed to that. That's what we're talking about. So most women don't have that. Right, v'rov nashim ain behem mum. Most women don't have such a mum. Ela me'achar she'etzchilu ligzar mishum de'ula. Once we have ula's issue, that applies to everybody. Everybody's got family. Every girl's got relatives. So we're afraid she's going to give it to them, and they're not allowed to eat truma. So once we have that reason, shegazru b'tchila ad higiyas man. So we said that until the time, right? So then mishum shema yimzigu. Maybe she's going to pour for her relatives. Ha'arichu ha'gzeira misham ve'elech ad ha'chuppah. We extend the gzeira from that moment when he's supposed to marry her, but he's schlepping around, till the actual chuppah. We'll extend that reason because of simpon. But enochanami, that alone we never would have done it. And that's why here it says misham ula, and there it says because of simpon. It's really the same reason. It's really both reasons. Mishum simpon hobel the paratuchal ligzar at gias man mishum to ula. Since there anyway goes there because of ula, well, if it goes there a little longer. The wedding's supposed to be today. He's not ready. He's too late. So we would have said she could start eating right now. No, ula has an issue, so we'll extend it. But now the issue's over. because it's time, Gizman. No, well, it's standard for simple. But really, for simple alone, we never would have done it. Mishum de ula, ulakach tala hatam bedu ula. That's why ula's reason is given here. Mishum de ikar hadavar. That's the main reason.
How does it go the other
way? Oh, that's what Tosfos asks next. So then according to that Tosfos asks, Tosfos continues and asks, then these three reasons don't make any sense. Because not that they don't make any sense, they're reasons according to everybody. But Rashi says, well, if you hold of Kibel, then there's no issue of Simphon, because he was Bekabalit. Right? And if you hold, but what about the other reason? What about the other Mandamar? Not a problem. Right? Why? I'm sorry, it's still a problem. Because he's still going to give it to the relatives. Just because you don't care what she looks like, doesn't mean she's not giving it to her relatives. So the problem is going to both. Totally asked that question. I don't remember what he answers, but the Pnei Yeshua has a better question. He says, wait a minute. If Rav Nashim don't have this issue, what's the Gzera for? What is Moshe of Navon saying? I wouldn't have made the Gzera, but since I made the Gzera till he gives man, I'll extend it to later because, anyway, I'm in the Gzera making mood, right? So I'm making Gzeras. But if Rav Nashim don't have this problem, what are you making Gzera for a miyot? That's Pnei Yeshua's question. What? No. So the Pnei Yeshua's answer is as follows. You ready for this? There's a Taz in Yoredeya, in Kuf Yud Zayin, Sifkot and Aleph, who says, you have to know how to apply this Taz. At first blush, it sounds like a Taz, which would eliminate half of Shas. The Taz says, the Chachamim never have the power to make an Isser Durabanon on something that the Torah permits outright. If the Torah is matter something outright, the Chachamim don't have a power to make an Issa Durabanan. Like, unless, there's a kilkel which can result. Right? So the first thing that came to my head was Muksa. There's three reasons why Muksa is author. Torah doesn't say that you're not allowed to move around money. What are the three reasons? One of the reasons is you might carry. So if you might carry, that's a very good reason why the Chachamim could do that. There's a great kilkel that could happen. A great kilkel. If not for that reason, what are the other reasons? That the Shabbos should be different. Shabbos should be different. So that's not a kilkel. Right? What kind of kilkel is that? The Shabbos should be different? Fine, it should be different. 100%. There's no kilkel that's going to arise. So maybe everyone agrees to the reason of the Shema Yavirena. I mean, you might carry. If we let you carry around stuff, you'll start to carry outside. But if there's a kilkel that's going to arise, 100%. Says the Pnei Yehoshua, based on that Taz, there's a very big kilkel here. If people are going to see that when she was not married to you, she was allowed to eat truma, then she was not allowed to because she wasn't under the Kohen's charge yet. Then for 6 months she was living with the Kohen, she's eating truma. Then he discovers, I'm sorry, for 6 months she was under his jurisdiction, right? And he was eating truma. She was eating truma. Why? Because let's say Ula's issue is not an issue, because let's say she was taken away. But Simphon and Simphon we don't care about. Right? We're not choshish for that. And then what happens? Then lo and behold, he discovers his mum. And now what happened? Now she's gone. Now she was never allowed to eat truma. But people are watching her eat truma every day. So people are gonna think, mistakenly, that any time a Kohen has somebody in his house that could eat truma. And that's a tremendous kilkel. Let's say a guy comes to fix the washing machine. Have some truma. You're here. You're in my house. You're under my charge. I'm paying you for the day. That's not the halacha. It's only kinyan kaspo. Your wife, your avadim, they can eat truma. But people are going to see her not eating truma. Yes, eating, not eating. They're going to make all these mistakes. So it's a very big kilkel. So because of that reason, that's what Simpon's doing here. In the Hanami, it's a very big miyot. Most women don't have mums. But that's not the problem. The problem is for other people. Okay, that's the best I can tell you. Next, kubyustus. What's a kubyustus? Rashi says it's a kidnapper. Tosa says it's impossible because there's a Gemara that says that this guy Kuntrekus Hataspar says to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, you know that Moshe Rabbeinu, you know if you count up how many shkalim were collected for the Mishkan, you get to number X. But when you see how much was spent on the Mishkan on Parshas Pekudei, it's X minus a certain amount. X minus a certain amount. Moshe Rabbeinu is a thief. Moshe Rabbeinu stole all the extra money. He stole the money. Says the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu is a he's a thief, or a kibustus. So if a kibustus means a kidnapper, it doesn't make any sense. Moshe Rabbeinu is a thief and a kidnapper because he stole the money from the Mishkan? That doesn't make any sense at all. Tosfos says a kibustus can't be a kidnapper. What's a kibustus? A card player, right? A low life. It's accusing Moshe Rabbeinu of being a card player, being a thief. That makes sense. How can it be a kidnapper? It doesn't make any sense. It's a good question, no? Right? What do we answer for Rashi? So, two answers. Tosfos actually asked this question in Chulin, where the Gemara, in Bechoros, where the Gemara appears. Tosfos a Rosh over there. Either he was accusing Moshe of being many different things many different times. Right? He's a thief, and he's also a kidnapper. But he's only a thief regarding the Mishkan. Kidnapper, other times he kidnapped. When? I don't know, but other times he kidnapped. Just like, you know, trashing Moshe. So he's calling him, not necessarily this issue means he's a kidnapper. Okay, that's a little bit of a dochik. The other answer I saw, Tosfos HaRosh gives a beautiful answer. No, because each shekel was the value of a person. Each machzor shekel represented one person. So if Moshe stole the shekelim, he also stole people. He stole what they represented. So he's also like a kidnapper. So that's how you answer Rashi. Okay. Next. Okay. B'shamay Omrim, sorry, B'kesef, B'shamay Omrim B'dinar. B'shamay said that you can't be Mekadesh a woman with a pruta. That's too small of a number. It has to be a dinar. What's a dinar? 8 times more than a pruta. That's all you need to know. There's so many different words that mean dinar, but it's 8 times more. Okay? My tamayu de Beishamah, where did Beishamah come up with that number? Everything in halacha is a pruta. The Gemara doesn't ask about Beis Hillel, because everything, if you steal, you have to steal a pruta. If you mazik somebody, it has to be worth a shava pruta. Everything in halacha is a pruta. All of a sudden, we come to Beishamah, a dinar. So Beishamah says, Amar Abzeira, Shekein Isha mekpedes al atma, because if Isha is makbid on herself, the ein miskadeshes bepachos midinar. She will not allow herself to be mekadeshes less than a dinar. Okay? Why? The Benot Yisrael shouldn't be so cheap. Right? We said this on Daf Beis. And what's Hillel thinking? What's Hillel thinking? He's thinking of the poor people. Hillel himself was a poor person. Right? He didn't have any money to he had to climb up the roof to go hear Torah. He knew the value of money. So I'm going to make people have to pay a dinar, no one's going to get married. Poor people can't get married. So he made it a pruta. You look at the wife, you look at the husband. Right? We would think that Beishamah, I wouldn't look at the wife side. Right? We would think, just based on his personality. But no. Because it's halacha. So what made him, what prompted him? Well, there are 3 reasons why Beishamah held. This is only the first reason. So Amalei Abaya. So Abaya says, wait a minute. El Mat, if that's true, if it's now, the Gemara thinks that it's subjective. It's a subjective number. Then Kigon Bante de Rabbi Yanai. What about Rabbi Yanai's daughters? Very wealthy girls. They live in a big house. Big, fancy, wealthy people. That the kapta on Avshayhu, they're going to be makbid on themselves. V'lo mekadesh yipachas mitarkava, the dinri. They're not going to allow themselves to be mekadesh less than 3 dinars. Not 1, 3. Tarkav comes from the words trei kav. 2 and 1. Trei, 2, kav. And then 1 more. 3 kav. They're not going to... 1 dinar for a rich girl? It's beneath her. Hachanami. Are you trying to tell me to eat pashta yada v'kibla chad zuza me'acher that if she stuck out her hand and was makabel a zuza and a dinar, the same thing. And she was makabel a dinar from somebody else, from a guy. Hachanami delohavi kedushin? Is it all subjective? So Rabbi Yanai's daughter, can't, a dinar is not enough? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Asks the Atzmos Yosef, why ask only Rabbi Yanai's daughters? Ask on any girl. Anybody, it should ask the person, so is that enough for you? It should all be subjective. So he answers, no. Everybody else in the world, the average girl, we say, butl dai to etzel kol adam. Right? The objective number is a dinar. If you're very wealthy, right? If you're very wealthy, then we're going to say it changes? That can't be. Right, we don't ask on a regular girl, because regular girl, we know they're going to accept a dinar. What's the shaila? What about rich girls? That's why the Gemara purposely asks some of Yanai's daughters. Everybody else, no issue. What about the rich ones? That's a shaila. Well, it can't be that rich girls have different numbers. It can't be. So therefore, but it seems like, Beishamah, you say, according to this answer of Rab Zera, that Beis Shammai is giving a subjective number. That's what it seems like. He's objective. If the girls don't like a pruta, it's got to be more. And what if you're rich? It's got to be more? Can't be. So Amalei, no. Pashto yad levakid below lo kamina. I'm telling you right now that if a woman, if they accept a dinar, no question they're married. It's not a subjective. It's objective. A dinar is enough. Ki kamina, what am I talking about? The kitzur b'layla, it happened at night. Oh, not inami deshav yishliach. Or Rabbi Yana's daughter sent a shliach. In other words, it's a objective number is a dinar. Listen, if you don't want to take less, you have the right to say, I don't want to take less. You could take whatever number you want. So if it's at night and she can't count, she can't see what the bills were, I never would have agreed to. I'm a rich girl. I'm not taking one dinar. Or she sends the shliach and she tells the shliach and the shliach made a mistake. Shliach didn't know that she wanted to be mekadesh with so much, right? You have the right to reject an offer. You have the right to say, no, I want more than that. No question about it. But if you do accept it, and that's what we're talking about here, they were never going to accept such a low number. What happened? They didn't see it. Either there was a shliach there, or it was at night. But if they would accept a dinar, of course it would be mekadesh. It's not subjective, it's objective. Okay? Next. Rav Yosef Omar, no. Tamar de Bisham, a whole different reason. Kid Rav Yehuda Marav. The Omar Rav Yehuda Marav, Asi, call Kesef Omar B'Torah. Whenever the Torah says the word Kesef, it's Kesef Tzuri, it's the Kesef of Tzur, which is 8 times more than a Pruta. That was a country, why Tzur is the standard number for Kesef in the Torah, I don't know. But it's worth 8 times more than a Pruta. That's the standard number of Kesef. So the second reason why Beis Shammai holds it's a dinar is because it's a pasuk. The pasuk said, whenever the Torah says the word kesef, it means one dinar. What can I tell you? It means one dinar. So therefore, we know a woman can be mekadesh with kesef. It's one dinar. The shel divrehem, and whenever the Torah, whenever the chachamim come up with a number, then it's kesef medina. It's kesef medina, which is what standard pruta that we all know. Now the Gemara is that true? Gufa, Amar Yehuda Marav, Asi, call Kesef Omer Torah, Kesef Tzuri. Whenever it says Kesef plain in the Torah, then it means a Kesef Tzuri. Vishel Divrehem, and if it says the Chacham come up with a number, Kesef Medina, it means a Pruta. Viklolahu, there's a rule like that? Is that a rule? Is that true? Vahare Taina, but what about if I am towing, I say, you owe me money. You owe me money? The Ksiv, it says, Ki Yitain Ish El Re'ehu Kesef O Kalim Lishmar. If I give you Kesef or Kalim to watch, and then I come back and I say, no, where's my Kesef and my Kalim? I asked you to watch it for me, and you deny it. What do you mean? You never asked me to watch your Kesef or Kalim. So what do? I take you to Beis Din. So what's the halacha? The Torah says, Utanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Shavu is Hadayanim. When will the Dayanim make me swear that I gave it to you, I didn't give it to you? What's the shiloh there? What's the criteria to make somebody have to swear when you deny that you watch something? Hataina, shtei kesef. If you taina at least 2 kesef, v'hauda shav a pruta. But I admit a pruta. In other words, I ask you to watch my kesef for kalim. You say you never asked me to watch 2 kesef. You asked me to watch a pruta. I admit that. I lost that. I'll give it to you. I owe you the pruta. What do you see? Not kesef. It's 2 kesef. So what are you telling me? Every time it says kesef in the Torah, it means one dinar. It's not true. Here it says 2. It's a shtei kesef. Shtei kesef, 2. So the Gemara says, no, you know why it's different here? Hasam dum yad kalim. Because we'll compare kesef o kalim. Ma kalim shnayim. Just like kalim is 2. Just like kalim is 2. Kalim, kesef or kalim, it's plural. Minimum plural is 2. Af kesef shnayim. So two kesef has to be 2, at least 2. You really, every time it says kesef, it's 1. But here the Torah says, kesef o kalim. So it's 2. Just like kalim is 2, kesef has to be 2. And, ma kalim shnai, okay, I'm going to say, ma kesef davar chashuv. And just like kesef, by definition, is a davar chashuv. Af kalim davar chashuv. So too, the kalim has to be a davar chashuv. It's a big machlokas here. Rashi, Tosfos. What if it's not a davar chashuv, like a needle? It's not a davar chashuv. Is it a davar chashuv? Big machlokas here. But the Ritva asks, why did the Gemara have to tell me this line here? This is an extra line that has nothing to do with our Gemara. We wanted to know how kesef could be 2. We just had a klal. We just had a rule. Kesef always means one. One dinar. One kesef tsuri. Yeah, but by taina, it means two. So we said, no, it's dumi de kalim. Just like kalim is plural, so too kesef is plural. And just like kesef is chashuv, so too kalim has to be davar chashuv. The big toast was here, all about davar chashuv. The whole page is one toast about davar chashuv. That's not part of this gemara. That's an extra thing. What's it doing here? Do you have a question? Not a question to you? No! The question was, why is kesef, we said a rule, that kesef always means one dinar, here we have a story where kesef means two dinar. What was our answer? It's dumi de kalim. Kalim is plural, kesef is plural. The Gemara should have stopped there. And the next question would be, what about Maaser Sheni? No, the Gemara didn't stop. The Gemara said, and by the way, just like kalim is, kesef is chashuv, so too kalim is a davar chashuv. Isn't that extra? No!
I understand.
Why did the Gemara have to go out of its way to tell me that, by the way, Kalim now is dumi to Kesef? Why? Why did the Gemara have to tell me that? That has nothing to do with Masechta's Kedushin. That's a very interesting fact in Masechta's Baba Metzia, but it has nothing to do with Masechta's Kedushin. Why did the Gemara, to finish off the Brisa, the Gemara could have saved the space. What's it doing here? That's what the Ritva's question was. So the Aruch HaKadosh says as follows. Every hekish, now this is a questionable answer, because there are other Tosfos that say the opposite way. Whenever you have a hekish, you're learning, you're comparing A to B. So he says here as follows: every hekish is from the seifa of the pasuk to the resha of the pasuk. So if you're comparing kesef to kalim, it should have said kalim first and then kesef, but it doesn't say it that way. So the Gemara says, yeah, but there's a drasha going that way also. What's that drasha? Chashuv. That's questionable because that's not so true. It could be not so true that that's how Hekish works. But that's what the Aruch HaKadosh said. That's his first answer. His second answer is because, if you think about it, why did the Gemara have to say Kesef altogether? I say, I lent you my Kalim. Doesn't Kesef include Kalim? Kalim includes everything. Right? Why have you mentioned Kesef? I lent you my Kalim. Where is it? I never gave it. I never had it. So there's a minimum share. The minimum share is two Kalim. What's that worth? Figure it out. Why is Kesef even in the Pasuk? Right? What's it doing in that Pasuk? It's an extra word. So he says no. Because why is Kesef written? To teach you the din of Chashuv. I wouldn't have known that din otherwise. It would have just said Kalim. I wouldn't have known the din of Chashuv. That's why Kesef is there. The Rabbi Arya Leib, is there Arya Leib Malin? He says as follows. You ready for this? He says just the opposite. With Kesef and Kalim, I would have thought, why is the Torah mentioning both? It must be that they're not comparable at all. Why is the Torah going out of its way? Kesef or Kalim, they're obviously totally different things. No, they're not so different. They're not different at all. Why did the Torah mention both? The Torah had its reasons. But now that I would have thought just the opposite. Why is Torah mentioning two things out of left field? Kesef and Kalim. It must be they're teaching me different things. No. They're teaching you, the limudim go both directions. Just like I learn Kalim is plural two, I also learn Chashuv. They go in both ways. That's what this is doing here. One complements the other. It's not a separate din out of left field. The mamash is complementing each other. Okay, next. So now we ask the question from Taina. If we have time at the end, we'll do the Rambam. Now, what about Ve'erei Meiser? What about Meiser? Meiser says, Dichsiv, it says, V'tzarata ha-kesef bi'odecha. You should take the money of Meiser Sheni and bring it up to Yerushalayim and spend it there. V'tnan, and we learnt. How much money do you take up? Haporet sela mimos Meiser Sheni. Haporet sela mimos Meiser Sheni. You can even take up a pruta. Haporet, a pruta. But wait a minute. We said the minimum kesef is a kesef tsuri. Eight times more. How could that be? How could it be such a small number? Answers the Gemara. Kesef, ha kesef riba. Oh, it says ha kesef. That teaches me it could even be worth less. Special limud. Ah, very hektish. What about hektish? Diksiv, it says, v'nasan ha kesef v'kamlo. If somebody wants to donate something to hektish and then get it back, wants to buy it back, so the halacha is, you have to give a chomesh. The Amar Shmuel Hektish Shava Mana Shechilo Al Shava Pruta Mechulol. You see, it could even be b'chul or shava pruta. How could that be? Isn't the minimum kesef a kesef suri hasamnami kesef yalef be meiser? No, we learn that a meiser. So the Gemara says, what about the har? What? Yeah, someone asked that question. Who asked that question? What? No. That's not what the Gemara says. Kesef kamlo amashul hakdash mavim mechulal haprutam mechulal hasanami kesef yolaf mi meiser. Yeah, I'm not sure. Okay, next. Very kedusha isha. What about kedusha isha? Our case. The chesiv it says kigach ish isha bala v'gamar kigach kigach mister yefron v'tnan beis hillel omrim b'pruta b'shav b'pruta. But beis hillel doesn't do a pruta. So name of Rav Asi damar ke beis shamai. Rav Asi who said that whenever it says the word kesef it means a tzuri holds like beis shamai. That can't be. E ella e itmar hachi itmar. Now here's the bottom line. Amar Yehuda, Amar Vasi, we're going to change that statement. The statement wasn't, any time it says kesef, it means kesef tzuri. No. Kol kesef katzuv ha'amar b'Torah kesef tzuri. Any time it says a specific number of kesef, that's kesef tzuri. For example, v'shel divrei, if it's a derabanan kesef, it's medina, it's a pruta. My kamash mulon, what are you trying to tell me? That any time it says a specific number, it means kesef tzuri? We know that already. Tanina, chamesh tloim shel ben, five slum of pidyon haben, and the Mishnah, by the way, continues in there in Bechoros and says that's kesef tzuri. Shloshim shel eved, the 30 of an eved. If you hurt an eved, he goes out free. Got to pay him 30 shekel as a goodbye present. Chamishim shel ones, if you mistreat a woman. V'shal mafata, you mistreat her different ways. Meir shel motzi shemra, $100 of motzi, 100 shekel of motzi shemra. Kulam b'shekel hakodesh, b'medina b'mana b'tzuri. Right, that's all. It's all money, so we know that already. So the Gemara says, no, v'shal dever mikesef medina, it's tricholei delo tanan. You're right, we know that already, but we wanted to tell you the second half. That if it's a number from midrabanan, then it is, what's it called? If it's a number from midrabanan, then it is a pruta. Just the Ritva points out, how can the Mishnah there says that chamesh tlaim of pidyon haben is kesef tzuri, and then it gives you a whole long list, and then again says kesef tzuri. Why is pidyon haben singled out? That's an obvious answer. Why is pidyon haben singled out for its own mention? No one can think of the answer? Because it's the only one that's not an aveira. It's a mitzvah. Everything else here is an aveira. You mistreat a woman, motzi shema, it's all bad things. That's a good thing. Okay. Ditanya. We learned in a braisa. Hatokeh lechaveiro. If somebody injures his friend, either he blows it, hits him in the ear, or he shouts in his ear, some damage in the ear. No sin lo sella. He gives him a sella. Velo tema, don't tell, what's a sella? A sella, by the way, is the same thing as a mana, a dinar of tzuri. But that can't be, because this is a din derabanan, how much he has to pay. It doesn't say in the Torah what you have to pay if you damage somebody, it's a din derabanan. So no saying lo tzela. V'lo teva my tzela arba zuz. Don't tell me it means four zuz, which is a dinar. Ella, my tzela, what's a tzela? Palga de zuza, a half, which is an eighth. To of the inchi, the kari la palga de zuza, istira. Because in some places they call a half a zuz, they call it an istira. So basically the point of that all was that it's a din derabanan. And that's what the chiddush was, that if it's a din deraisa, that has a set amount, you pay tzuri, and if it's a derabanan, you pay kesef medina, which is a pruta. We'll do a few more lines. B'shir me lakish tamar de beshamai kidechizkia. A third reason why beshamai held a dinar. You know why? Because of chizkia's issue. Tamar chizkia amar kra. It says in the Torah the hefta that an amma ivria who is bought by a master can buy herself out. She can buy herself out. Now, how could she buy herself out? Malamed shemigares mipidyona. The pasuk is the hefta. She gets redeemed. How does she? She redeems herself. She buys herself out of bondage. V'yatza, she goes out free. Now, iamarta bishloma diavla dinar. If you gave her a dinar, if it cost you a dinar to buy her, then Hainu Dimagorov Azla Ad Pruta. She buys herself out going down to a Pruta. But Ela Iamrit Yavla Pruta, but if the whole purchase of an Amma Ivriya was a Pruta, Mi Pruta, Mi Megara, how can you go down from that? It's the lowest denomination there is. There's nothing to go down from. It's obviously, you had to pay a dinar for her. If you had to pay a dinar for her, you can't be Mekadesh and Isha, was less than that either. That's why, that's a third reason why now the Gemara is going to go into that reason. Is that true? All different discussions. Okay? So we have 2 minutes. Here's the Rambam. Ready? The Rambam says in Hilchas Torah V'Yitzhan Paragim Alach Beis, Kol Kesef Amma B'Torah, who shall hektish? V'hu Esrim Ma, it's 20 Ma, V'chol Kesef Shal Medivim, Hubim Atbe Yerushalayim, Shu Atzelo Shalahen, Echaz B'Shmona Bo Kesef, it's 1/8, V'hashar Nechosh, it's Kamoshi, fine. When you claim, hey, where's my stuff? And you say, I don't know what you're talking about. It's got to be at least 2 kesef. Who midivrehen asu? That's a dindarabanan. Dindarabanan? Didn't we learn it out of a pasuk? How can it be a dindarabanan? Okay, you ready for that? You hear that question? What's the problem I'm talking about? Magen Mishnah asked that question. Doesn't answer it. Here's Aryeh Leib Malin's answer. Ready? When the Torah says that Kesef, when the Gemara here says that Kesef Suri is Katsuv, and Kesef Shal Medina is Dirabanan, is a Pruta, does that mean that if Kesef in the Torah is not Katsuv, it's automatically, could it still be Kesef Suri or not? That we didn't answer that. We don't know. If it's a regular word kesef in the Torah, does that mean katsuv? Like a mitsuri or not? We don't know. So he says as follows. Kesef really means 2 things. Kesef means 2 things in the Torah. It means a silver coin. It's a coin. It also means money. It also means money. It means 2 different things. We've never said that before, but it's obvious. It means 2 different things. Since we compare kesef to kalim, it must mean money. It must mean cash. Why? Because if it meant a coin, how can you compare a coin to kalim? That's not a comparison. Right? Where's my kalim? Where's my coin? No. Where's my kalim I lent you? Where's my cash I asked you to watch? Right? It must mean that. So the idea that we need 2 of them, where'd that come from? I need two amounts? That maybe is only Darabana.
That's from the Hekish, no?
What?
That was a comparison to Kalim.
But what was the comparison? He said the comparison was that only that we're talking about cash. That was the comparison. Because if we're talking about coins, what kind of comparison is that? Right. That's why I said I don't understand this so well. The Rambam's clearly an issue. He said something which is very difficult. He says that the 2 is Darabana. So Aryeh Leib is trying to say the 2 is the Rabbanan because it has to be because the only comparison was to tell you cash, not coins. Because kesef means 2 things. Once we know that it means cash, how much cash? 2 of them. That's the Rabbanan.
Okay.
2 cashes, right. What was the minimum cash is a dinar, so it's 2. Right. Make any sense? It's okay. If we had another hour, we could work it out. We could read it inside and work it out and get the Makoros. Oh, okay. Everyone have a good day. We'll continue tomorrow.